This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders.
Back to our continued coverage of CUNA's GAC in the year 2022, and it was 2 years ago that we were here last talking to this guy right across from me, CUNA's very own Todd Spaczynski. How are you, Todd?
I'm great. Isn't it great to be back in D.C.?
I know.
Holy cow, this is awesome.
Yeah, congratulations on getting this off the ground.
This has been a roller coaster ride, but most roller coaster rides are pretty fun, so we're glad to be here. We're glad to have everybody back.
Right on. Yeah, and so my first question I'm asking everybody is, we're back in person, obviously. Your thoughts on that, because you've already been... The conference is basically upstairs from here, so you've been upstairs walking around and seeing people, and there's a big general session already, so how was it up there?
Energy is fantastic.
I bet.
People are so excited to be back. We had our first time attendee orientation earlier this afternoon. It was packed. The opening keynote session, Ed session, sponsored by our CUNA councils, was completely packed again as well.
Wow, well done.
Mick Ebeling hit it out of the park, had a great, great opening keynote session, not impossible.
Mm-hmm.
We can do anything,
right.
And that's part of the messaging,
the
right?
Yeah.
Part of the messaging that we want to get out to folks is we can do anything to help our communities from a financial services standpoint. So, our vendor hall, the response from our vendor partners has been fantastic. So, energy is through the roof. I just walked through the exhibit hall to come down here, Mike, and I was like, this is like. I don't know. It just feels so good to be back in person.
Yeah, there's a lot of energy, for sure. So how's the crowd this year? Speaking of the energy,
we expect to be somewhere 4,000 to 4,500.
Wow, I'm really pleasantly surprised with that number.
We are really, really pleased with that. As I said, the vendor partners have been great in responding and wanting to be here in person, and so have our credit unions.
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
It's just an awesome. Just an awesome energy level, and it's great to have that many people back and in person. And you know, we did the virtual GAC last year, and that was great, and that's the way we had to do that. But the power of our movement is getting together and advocating together in person, and you just can't replicate that energy and that that sense of camaraderie and that sense of purpose as well virtually.
Yeah.
So we're really happy.
We just had the folks from Correlation in here, and they were talking about how you have these kind of impromptu discussions in the hallways and things like that, or after a session. I'm like, oh my gosh, yeah, you kind of forget about that. But then when you get into the conference environment, and then you see that impromptu kind of really off the cuff type of stuff happen, and that's what it's all about, especially in an in-person environment.
Absolutely.
That you can't do in a Zoom environment, unfortunately.
Yeah, and you know, it's that networking that... It's kind of the intangible of any of these in-person events, right? So, you know, you hear this great speaker, or you're talking to one of these vendor partners with this great idea, and now you have somebody right next to you can share that with or talk to and say, how is your credit union doing that? And while that can happen in some ways virtually, it's a little bit more forced. We have to schedule that meeting,
exactly,
right?
Yeah.
And here it happens across the dinner table or while you're networking at a reception. So it's virtually impossible to recreate that in a virtual environment.
Exactly.
And I think that's part of the power of being together. You know, networking is usually the highest or the second highest thing rated by our attendees at the GAC and our vendor attendees, because they want this ability to talk and communicate in person with one another, and they're going to get plenty of that opportunity this week.
Yeah. Oh yeah, you got 3 more days of it for sure. At least probably 4.
Yeah.
Four more days. My bad. So, any changes in messaging this year based on what's going on? I hate to bring it around to a 180, but the what's going on in the Ukraine right now is just
so
without words. I can't even.
Yeah. Obviously. Well, first of all, Jose Andres was going to be our opening keynote speaker. Speaker on Monday, he actually, you talk about people living their mission, he had to cancel out of our GAC because he flew over to Poland to help feed Ukrainian folks that were displaced because they're leaving their country.
Wow.
And you know, that's part of the reason why we asked him to be here.
Yeah.
And so when you have people like that fulfilling their mission, it just gives us more of that sense of purpose and what we could do from a credit union and a financial standpoint. So From a messaging standpoint, we're looking to secure a few folks that could come in and talk and maybe address more specifically what's going on over there. We'll have the CEO of World Council, who will talk about what they're doing to try and assist Ukrainian credit unions that are obviously caught in the middle of this as well. And so there will be some of that discussion throughout the 3 days. So hopefully, hopefully by the time this is all said and done, we'll have a little bit better idea of what's going on, and maybe things will be moving in a better direction.
I hope so too. Yeah, that's the big hope for everybody for sure. Gosh, what expectations do you have? I mean, it sounds like you guys have exceeded expectations already, and we're just in the first night. But what other expectations do you have for this event?
Well, as I said, we want our credit unions to not only continue to tell their story and share their story, but how can we better document what they're doing to help their communities and helping those that are underserved, so that when we're going and talking to our members of Congress and our regulators, we have that data around the fact that this is what we're doing. This is what we did over COVID, whether it was PPP loans or helping a small business stay afloat. Those types of stories are really important. They're really what make us different from other financial institutions. And how do we better tell that story and share that story? So that's going to be consistent with what we're with our messaging that we did from the virtual GAC and carrying over to this GAC as well. Yeah.
And I don't know if I asked you this before, because you've been on the show a couple of times over the last few months, just giving us updates on what's going on here. And thank you for that, by the way. But the other thing is, like, with regards to the sessions, what kind of trends have you seen as far as sessions go? Because it sounds like there's a, I mean, sounds like, it looks like there's a lot of technology talk here
there
this
is.
Year. I mean, like, well, I haven't seen before. So it's pretty interesting to see
it's,
that.
I think it's one of the byproducts of what happened during the pandemic, right? It fast-forwarded credit unions' involvement, engagement with digital, wherever they were on that, on that digital platform.
Yeah.
They were forced, and their members were doing things maybe that they weren't expecting they'd be doing, and now starting to ask for that.
Yeah.
So I think that's why you see those topics all over. Even in our vendor partner exhibit hall, we have a couple theaters set in there, and a lot of the focus within those sessions from our vendors are going to be talking about that digital space.
They're doing some presentations,
Absolutely.
Right? Some of them.
Yep.
Yeah, I saw that on the schedule. That's pretty cool.
We actually added a. They were so popular back in 20, we added an extra theater
right
in there.
On.
So we have two theaters in there. And speaking of the vendor partners, they've been so engaged in wanting to be here. We actually ran out of space. We're in a convention center. We ran out of space.
It's a good problem.
So we had to secure another meeting room off the convention center for additional vendors so they could engage with credit unions.
Wow.
So we greatly appreciate their support. And I know our credit unions are going to love hearing from them as well.
Yeah, that goes back to the days when it was at the, what was it, the Washington Hilton?
Yes.
Where they had that offset, that one place
on
the
walk. That does bring back a few memories. We can laugh about them now.
Yeah, I know.
I wasn't laughing about them back then.
Well, that's one reason why you guys moved over here
to
the space,
so,
which is a good thing.
Yes.
Again, a good problem to have for sure. Anything else? Anything else to add? I mean, you got. I'm so happy that you were able to find some time to come here and chat with us for a little bit, because I know how busy you are once the conference gets going. It's almost like you kind of have this collective. It's going
right
now.
Well, I could, just a couple things. One, when I walked out on stage just before the general session started, and to see all of our credit unions back together.
The crowd. Yeah.
It was, I mean, you get emotional.
Yeah.
We haven't
yeah.
been together in 2 years.
Yeah.
And that is, I can't emphasize that enough, how important it is for us to be together and advocating on behalf of credit unions to our members of Congress and to our regulators. Two, the credit unions have embraced being back here, and the energy level is so high. It feels, dare I say, normal. Like, we had always talked about GAC as this event where we kind of refresh and re-energize. We think we wear the white hats in the credit in the financial services industry.
Yeah, yeah.
We want our attendees walking out feeling really good about what they do and how they do it, with a sense of purpose and a call to action, how they can continue to do that. And I think people are just going to go, like, it's just going to be so exciting to see everybody together. And then tomorrow morning is our opening, official opening keynote, and that's going to be 4,000 plus people in that general session.
And who's the new speaker? I forgot.
Kevin Carroll.
That's right. Yeah, yeah.
So Kevin closed our virtual GAC last year.
Oh, he
Kevin
did. Okay.
is a diehard, longtime credit union member. Got his first loan at a credit union. He lives and dies, bleeds the credit union philosophy. And so if we couldn't have Jose, we have the next best thing,
right?
Because Kevin's going to take that message of what we can do, not just from a financial well-being, but an overall well-being, to help people in our communities. Yeah. And that's going to be a great message for folks to hear.
Yeah, no doubt. And speaking of message, this is a great, the theme of this year's conference, financial well-being or financial wellness, is what a great message to have coming back
Absolutely.
In person. I mean, it's so appropriate, so spot on.
You know, we think that there's, you know, we kind of maybe got through that COVID and pandemic hump with all of some of the financial challenges that credit unions assisted. And now what do we talk about? We're still talking about the economy
yeah.
and the impacts of inflation and things like that. So this isn't going away. It's going to be even more and more important for our credit unions to continue to serve, continue to help those that are needing those that help up, that mm-hmm. step up. I mean,
yeah.
it sounds silly and maybe a little bit credit union hokey, but it's our people helping people philosophy.
Right.
And let's just talk about that.
Yeah.
Let's tell people about it. Let's share our story.
Yeah.
And maybe document that a little bit better than we have been
Agreed.
So we can actually put, you know, show the proof in the pudding, so
mm-hmm.
to speak.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. Yeah, that needs to be documented a little bit better. But we'll get there. We'll get there. All right, Todd. Well, anything else? Anything else
no,
to add to wrap
hey,
up, sir?
Thank you for having us.
You're welcome.
Thanks for being here. Thanks to all of our credit union people for engaging and participating. And we're looking forward to a great week.
Indeed. Well, you guys did a great job getting this thing going off the ground. So well done. And you guys are online as well. I think Lauren
yes,
Williams
we are.
Is doing
yes, we're
the
doing,
on-air
I
part.
I should have mentioned that. Sorry. We're also doing
okay.
a virtual GAC for folks that either couldn't attend or felt uncomfortable attending for whatever their reason is. We probably got about 500 folks attending virtually
oh,
as
good.
Well.
Right on.
So that's kind of a spinoff of
yeah.
what we did last year. And
it
I
works.
Keep telling folks, they don't get the full GAC experience, obviously, because it's virtual, so they don't get the in-person interaction.
Mm-hmm.
But they get a good flavor, and hopefully that's a flavor that says, you know what, I need to be
yeah.
there in person
yeah.
at 23. So
it's a nice appetizer for sure.
That's right.
All right, Todd, I'll let you get back at it. And kudos to Lauren Williams for hosting that, too.
Yeah,
so
she's doing a great
she's
job.
She's going to knock it out of the park for sure. All right, sir. Well, I'm going to let you get back at it. There he is, the man who runs this show, Todd Spaczynski. Well done, sir.
Thank you, Mike.
This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders.